Flatus, with special features from theflatusshow.com.
Hello. Okay, I'm recording here. Hello. Hello. Okay, I have my get up here. And I'm at the Portland airport. And they asked me if I could change my flight. And they gave me a $400 voucher. So I said, shall. So I have my vacation. I have my tickets for next year to go somewhere. Fabulous. So I don't get home until, oh my God, there's a bar. I don't get home until 3:15 tomorrow, possibly earlier if the flights work. But, you know, 3:15. So I'm going down to track 9 or whatever. Not track 9, the gate 9. There's D9's right there. I could take the elevator, the walking elevator. Actually, I'm going to do that. It's faster. I like this walking elevator. So, I'm going to Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'm just doing a little bit of podcasting now. It's ever so. Here we go. Off. I'm going to sit and wait. I just wanted to say this. Let's talk about it. So, what's up? Hello. Okay. I'm at the Cincinnati airport. Can you hear me? I'm at the Cincinnati airport. What happened is last night, when I got to the airport, they asked for people to go on standby. So, and they gave me $400 credit for, like, you know, I can use it the next year to get, you know, go on any flight. So I figure, hey, next year I can use it to go on vacation. So, so I agreed to do it. However, the flight didn't leave till 1 a.m. So I was at the airport forever. I was tired. But I had no hassles. Getting through or whatever. And, the flight, instead of going to New York City, then Boston, is going to Cincinnati, where I'm at right now. And it is 10 of 9. Which would be 10 of 6. 10 of 6 back in Washington. So past week, my body thinks it's 10 of 6. But it's really 10 of 9. Here on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time. So, I'm waiting. If I'm on standby for a flight that leaves at 10:45, which will get me into Boston 12:51. So I'm hoping that that seat is open for me. Otherwise, I have to wait till 1:15. 1:15, kids.
Yeah, could I have some decaf?
Thanks.
Yes, decaf, yeah.
Thank you so much. Otherwise, I have to wait till 1:15 to get home at 3:15, something like that. And that's no fun. So, I'm having good. I guess it's worth the $400. I wish, actually, Cincinnati Airport is very nice. I'm eating at Wolfgang Puck Cafe in the airport. I saw it at, I don't know if I saw it at Portland or the Utah one, Salt Lake City Airport. But I had Belgian waffles on the side of Applewood smoked bacon. And it's fairly crowded. I mean, a lot of people here, you know. A lot of people having the breakfast, just waiting.
Decaf.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of people just having the... Okay, the thing is, okay, while I was waiting here, there were like, I don't know how many people... Okay, what's the tip on this roll? Okay. There were like 3 crackberry addicts in a row. People would... They were, you know, using their crackberries. While they were waiting for their food. I love that, the crackberries. Crackberry addicts. Okay. I have... So I need like 25... I need 27 cents. I only got 27 cents. I think I'll be fine. $12 total. $1.80. For 18% tip. So, yeah, so the 3 crackberry addicts are working their wonders. So yeah, the Cincinnati Airport is very nice, and that's all I have to say about Cincinnati Airport right now. They have like a body shop in here. Oh, I saw this thing called Archos, okay, it's like an iPod, but it's for video, mostly for video. It has a big video screen, and it is so cool. I think I'd like to get that for video, or like, instead of an iPod. Oops. Instead of an iPod, get the Archos video, and that's all set. Yeah, just take the change. Thank you. So, I'm gonna have another cup of decaf here. I don't want to interrupt my anxiety. You were saying that at the crack free attic. Alex has got stuff coming. Actually, there's 3 more crack free attics in here. One original one, 2 more new, 2 new ones. I love these sidewalks inside the mall, the airport, to help people get through the airport quickly. I mean, they all seem to be designed on the same, like have the same design wherever you are. So I wonder if, like, you know, I don't know who designed these airports. I think Brian Eno wrote an album called Music for Airports. I think it is, Brian, you know. So, I'm a little tired. I took off my sweater. I was hot, and I took off my coat, put that into my my luggage. And, oh yeah, okay, I took the Sudafed, and, you know, again, a half hour before we landed into Cincinnati, I started getting that ear problem again. It started hurting my ear. And I took an additional Sudafed during the mid-flight. So, I don't know what's going on with my ear, but I did use those Kenneth Light, yeah, I think it's Kenneth Light, earmuffs. And I wonder if that has something to do with it. Maybe it, like, creates a little pressure chamber inside your ear. So, it does. Okay, the plane last night was very noisy. I mean, I could hardly hear the movie. But then it was only, the movie was Breach with, I don't know who was in it. I know her name. It's not Laura Linney. Maybe it was Laura Linney. And some other people. About some CIA agent or FBI agent who was a double spy. And they went after him. But, yeah.
It was towards the end of that. I fell asleep. Sleep through most of it.
And, you know, I it was only towards the end that I realized how to turn up the volume on it. And then I hit the channel and it was in Spanish. They were speaking in Spanish. It was like I hit the wrong soundtrack, so it took me a while to get back to the movie. And, so I really don't know what was going on. Maybe I was just watching it partway. What else was there? Something that, I don't know, something to do with Curb Your Enthusiasm, some crap. Yeah, Wolfgang Puck Cafe. It's very slick looking. Very nice. They have a bar. And there are people at the bar right now at 9 a.m. Because I guess he has just been smoking in Cincinnati. In a restaurant or at the bar at least. Because they're all smoking over there in the bar. And they're sitting at the bar. So I wonder what the drink is coming in. It is 9 a.m. I mean, it's not 12 a.m. It's not 12 p.m. anywhere. I mean, it's like 6 a.m. in Washington. So, I think if I did this again, I would want to get a early flight, like a 6 a.m. flight. And, from, you know, leave at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. Get up and get a plane at 5. I would do that. But this crap, you know. Anyway, listen, last night I went to the airport to return the car. And, you know, I had problems with the GPS system I rented. It wasn't the GPS. It was that the car lighter, the lighter in the car, did not work. There's no juice, so I couldn't charge the GPS. So, originally, you know, I was in the middle of nowhere. I was in the middle of Portland. I had gone to Music Millennium. And when I got there, the GPS died, so I didn't even know where I was. I mean, I knew where I was, but I didn't know how to get home. Actually, I was going to Rebecca Nays, and I was like, I had no idea how to get to Rebecca Nays. And so I called the airport, the budget rent-a-car at airport, the airport. They told me to come in, so some kind lady gave me directions. Went to the airport, changed the GPS, got the Rebecca Nays late, and got home. And then we find out that I tested the charger in Randy's truck, and it worked. It didn't work in my car. And then he told me I could charge it in the trailer. So I charged it in the trailer. I kept on charging it in the trailer. Now, yesterday I was running all over the place. I mean, only a few hours. And I, you know, turned it off and everything. And then I left last night to go to the airport, and the thing was not charged. It wouldn't work. So I was like, fuck, you know? So actually, I had just left the driveway, and it went off. So I had backed up, and they're like, oh, he's back. And so I got directions how to get to the airport, which is really easy. Because, I mean, by that time, I was really pretty familiar with the roads, especially the main roads. So I got to the Portland airport, okay, but, kids, I went into the budget rent-a-car to return the car, and I passed the budget entrance the first time, so I had to go around. I was so upset, because I didn't know how to really get around, but it was actually pretty easy. So I returned the car, and I tell the guy, I said, you know, the GPS doesn't work. It works, but the lighter doesn't work. You ought to fix the lighter, so the next person who gets a GPS system can use it. So he, I know this is so unprofessional. So he goes, tell the manager. So I went down there and I explained to the woman. I said, you know, I love this GPS system. However, you know, it didn't work for me when I really needed it, and it's because the car was not equipped to charge it. So she took it off. And so I only had to pay for the car rental. Isn't that cool? And I really wasn't expecting her to do that. I was expecting, like, you know, half off, or, you know, half off the GPS. Because I did use it. You know, I was able to charge it. But it just annoyed me that I wasn't able, that it failed me at the time, critical times when I really did need it, you know. So they took it off. So budget is good place to go. I recommend getting a GPS system in your car if you're renting a car and you don't know where you're at. But before you leave the rental, make sure that the GPS, that the lighter works, that it will keep on charging, that will charge the GPS unit. And you know that when you plug it into the lighter, the thing will go green, will turn green, showing that it's juice. But I recommend them, I love them. In fact, I want to buy one. Get up there. So I'm going to finish up my coffee here and walk around the airport. Maybe hit a bathroom. Have a good day. It's nice in here. I'm at B13. I don't have to use the bathroom right now. I'm just going to go over to the terminal while I wait. I have a hard time, though, using the bathroom in public places, especially when I'm all, like, tensed up. So, Randy, I'm walking through the airport. I'm all, like, you know, I have all this stuff on here. I'm on my hookup. People probably think I'm talking on the phone.
Because I have this. See? Hi.
Up and down. So it's pretty safe here. It's an airport. Sure.
Are you getting another one?
Had the people sleeping in the airport last night.
Oh, my.
So, I'm going to take your footprints.
This is Katz. Kai, I'm going to save my receipt here. And sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.